Hey everybody, welcome to episode number 37 of Hardwick Sound. This is a very special episode of Hardwick Sound. We'll get into that in just a minute. But first, of course, we have to introduce everybody here recording live in the dump. So let's start to my left. This is my mother. I'd like to introduce her at this week as the Roast Master.
Roast Master?
Yes.
That must be because we had roast for supper.
It is.
It was good.
It was pretty good.
I thought you were going to introduce me as the Spin Master or maybe Spin Mistress.
Do you have a fidget spinner? You spin a lot?
No, because I keep going out and spinning the fan on the air conditioner to get it started to cool the house down.
That's true. The air conditioner hasn't been working so good. Mom has to manually start it by spinning it. But anyway, Roastmaster works. So let's keep moving. To her left is my oldest brother. His name is Noah, but this week he is Trivial Groot.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
I don't know. It's just what it is. It's like Trivial Pursuit, but Trivial Groot. Trivial per Groot.
I am Groot.
Yes. Yes, you are. What if the whole podcast you just said that?
You're Trivial Groot. Groot.
Hey, Noah, how you doing?
I am Groot.
Okay, good. To Trivial Groot's left, we have Seth, who this week is known as Professor Hmm.
Hmm.
So there you go. That is your nickname. You are Professor Hmm.
Hmm?
Hmm. Hmm.
And my name, of course, is Caleb, but this week, me and Mom were talking about this. What was my name?
Haskell's Handle. Haskell.
The Haskell Handle, or the Handle of Haskell.
Handle of Haskell.
As in George Frederick Handel.
Because you've been composing all
because
day today.
I have been playing with music and composing, just like Britain's George Frederick Handel.
I like your music.
Thank you.
Maybe you could put some on a podcast sometime.
Maybe. Someday, Noah was just asking if we'll ever actually make our own music for the podcast, and maybe someday we will, and it'll actually get to be our... why is everybody dancing like that? That's kind of weird. Anyway, yeah, maybe someday we'll get podcast music. Until then,
we're just so excited we can't stand still.
We're going to keep stealing music and keep dancing to the music we steal. So, so what's up, guys? We had a big development today in the living room.
We did.
Yes, we did.
Rob, if you're listening by any chance, let there be light. There's light in our living room.
Yes.
Now.
Like the first time in like 3 or 4 years.
It's been a while, yeah. So the light in our living room, the main light, did not work for some reason. We don't know. Any idea why?
No.
Randy hooked it up. That's probably no. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
The guy that the electrician said it was an old house and it was just wired the old way.
It's wired a weird way. When we were putting in new fixtures, I took out the old one and I was starting to put it back on and it was weird and I couldn't figure out how to do it and I didn't want to break it. So I called someone else and they tried and they couldn't figure it out either. So then somebody else looked at it and they couldn't figure it out. So he finally was like, hey, let's just call an electrician. And we did. And he was here for what, 20 minutes?
No.
Maybe he was here for 20 minutes, but he worked on it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he knew exactly what he was doing. It was probably a good idea.
Yeah. I think he spent longer explaining to us what he did than what he actually did.
So there's the good news. The Hardwicks now have light in their living room. And I'm excited about it. Like, it's kind of fun because you like walk up and flip a switch and like, oh, wow, light. and then it's kind of a novelty right now.
Actually, I wandered around in the living room thinking, why is it so dark in here? And then it finally dawned on me, all I had to do was go over and flip the switch and the lights would come on.
That's right. Hey, so I just want to make the big announcement that this is Trivia Night on Hardwick Sound. So,
Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday, which is by no means a ripoff of Trivia Friday. It might be, but not really. So anyway, here's how this is going to work. Seth, would you like to explain it to us?
Sure, why not? So the four of us each have a couple questions. We're going to give out the questions, and then we're going to give out a phone number. Or maybe I'll give the phone number first. I don't know. Either way, you, the viewer, will become you, the caller.
Cool.
And then you will call in and try to answer our trivia questions.
Live?
Live.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then if you want to, you could give us a trivia question of your own to try and stump the Hardwicks.
That's awesome.
But wait, there's more.
But wait.
Yes. One of our original 8 questions is a mystery question.
Oh, really? And what does that mean?
It means if it gets answered correctly, you will win a mystery prize.
Oh, really? And what kind of prize might that be?
It's a mystery.
Oh, okay. So how will they know if they have won the mystery prize?
You'll hear an absurd loud noise.
Okay. I don't even know which one it is, so...
Unfortunately, I tied it into the slide that has the picture of what you win, so I don't really want to play it.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you know. I have a feeling you'll know it when it happens. Let's go ahead and give away our questions for this week's Trivia Thursday.
Who's going to go first?
Okay, my 2 questions. Everybody knows that Ronald Reagan loved jelly beans. What was Ronald Reagan's favorite flavor of jelly bean? Okay, that's my first question. And my second question is, what traditional American pie is named after a boxing mule? You heard me right.
A boxing mule.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, here are my 2 trivia questions to get us started here. What is the first name of each of the Hardwick brothers?
I don't know if I can answer that one or not.
Oh, that's a tricky one. So we each go by our middle names. What is our first names, all 3 of us? Okay, my second question is baseball question because I'm the baseball guy. Which Major League Baseball team changed its name in the 1950s in fear of being associated with the Communist Party?
Ooh, I know that one.
Only because I basically told you.
I answered it correctly earlier.
Okay, so if you think you know which baseball team changed its name because they thought they might get affiliated with the Communist Party, call in and let us know.
Noah.
Let's see. My questions are, what 4 colors are the player pieces in Settlers of Catan?
Ooh, that's tough.
That is kind of tricky.
So like the 4 original colors that come in like the base set.
Yes.
Hmm.
And my second question is, what was my favorite childhood superhero?
That is quite the trivia question right there.
How would we know that?
I don't know.
Have we mentioned that on the podcast before?
I don't know.
No, I don't think
I'm
so.
Groot. I'm Groot.
All right. So my first question is, what company is the largest tire manufacturer in the world? I'm talking about the whole wide world, people.
The largest tire manufacturing company in the whole world.
How are you going to rate? You mean like the largest building? Do you mean they make the most tires?
They make the biggest tires.
I'm talking about who makes the most tires.
Who makes the most tires?
In quantity.
In quantity. And my second question is, in 1953, the United States began naming tropical storms using female names to eliminate confusion within the old naming system. In what year were male names introduced? This is I'll make it multiple choice to kind of help you out. Was it 1968, 1978, or 1988? What year were male names introduced into the hurricane tropical storm naming system?
All right, cool. So is that everything?
I believe so.
So is it time to start telling people to call?
I also think that is probably true.
All right, if you're out there and you know the answer to one of these or you just want to take a guess, give us a call right now. We're waiting for you.
So go ahead and start dialing in. Our call center is waiting.
We have
patiently.
Operators standing by.
That's right. And if you don't get in right away, just keep on calling because I'm sure you'll get in eventually. Actually, you'll probably just have to wait for whoever else is in front of you.
A little jingle for our phone number.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what we do.
Come up with a little jingle.
501-438-9433. That is great.
Ooh.
How about that?
You are a composer.
94-33, but that works too.
Oh, okay. Whatever works
for you. Do it again.
I don't think I can.
Hey, we have an incoming phone call.
Ooh. All right. Well, let's take a phone call.
Let's take it.
Let's see if it works.
Hi, and welcome to Trivia Thursday on Hardwick Sound. Who's this?
It's Cecilia Bedelia.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hey, Cecilia.
Hi.
What you want to do today? Do you want to answer one of our questions?
Yeah, sure.
Which one?
What about Ronald Reagan? I know that one.
Okay, so Mama, read the question.
Okay, here's the question. We all know that Ronald Reagan loved jelly beans. What was his favorite flavor of jelly beans?
It was licorice.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Very good.
Awesome.
Now, what's your favorite kind of jelly bean?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually don't like jelly beans. The texture's really weird.
Yes, some jelly beans are weird. I really don't think a licorice jelly bean sounds that good.
No.
No,
how did you know
really
that?
How did you know that? Network, there was a show called Unwrapped, and then they made a big deal out about it, and something about he used to keep jars of it in Air Force One.
You know, I thought it was interesting when I was reading about this that they actually had an official jelly bean that had the presidential seal on it for him.
Huh.
So I thought that was kind of cool. He had his own jelly bean.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to ask us a question?
Oh, goodness. If I can think of one, it'll probably be cat related. Is that okay?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. No cats allowed on this podcast.
Oh, get over your cat-phobic.
It's a cat-free podcast.
We'll make an exception. It's okay. Trivia Thursday.
Well, wait, that's only if you're a paying member, right?
Oh,
yeah.
If you have premium.
Yeah, Hardwick Sound Premium is cat-free.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
This edition has cats.
Well, go ahead. Ask us a cat question.
Okay, if there's a cat that's a calico, what does that mean about it? What does it mean about it if it's a calico? What can you know for sure if you have a calico cat?
I know... calico potatoes are like, you know, normal potatoes and sweet potatoes, and they're like two different colors. So I'm going to, this is just me talking. We'll let everyone else say, but I'm pretty sure it means they are orange and white. That's my guess. Caleb, you got
to guess? Yeah, I was going to say it's something probably to do with the color, but I'm not.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's what the color means. But if you have a cat that color, what do you know for sure just by looking at it?
It's got a coworker that's a cow.
What? That does not make any sense, Noah.
Is it maybe, I know in the chicken world you can tell sex sometimes by the color. Does it mean that maybe it's just a female cat?
Yep.
Yay!
Oh, wow. Hey, teamwork.
Yeah. Well, okay, right. Really. I get a round of applause for Mama.
Thank you. That was a neat question.
So that pre-veterinary education's good for podcast anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't hear a loud noise, so I guess that's not the mystery question.
Oh, no.
Shucks.
Oh, well.
It's going to be one of Seth's questions.
Of course it will be.
Might not be. Well, hey, Cecilia, thank you for calling in. You can be forever honored and remembered as the very first caller into Trivia Thursday on Hardwick Sound.
Congratulations.
Aw, thank you.
Keep listening, okay?
And
you'll learn something.
If we don't
else.
Have any more callers in the next hour, you can call back.
We'll be calling back. All right.
Yeah, if no
we'll
one else
call
calls.
No.
Well, have a good evening. Bye bye.
Keep watching.
Bye.
Bye, Cecilia.
Bye.
Okay. Who's up next?
All right. One down. So we'll wait and we'll get another phone call here.
So we were going to go over our questions again very quickly. One of my questions is gone. So I only have one question right now. What traditional American pie is named after a boxing mule? M-U-L-E, a boxing mule.
Wow.
Cool.
So my two questions are, what is the first name of each of the Hardwick brothers? We all go by our middle name. So what is our first names? Noah, you post yours online in places.
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes. So you might be able to find Noah's. Me and Seth may be a little more tricky, unless you are a relative and you just know. My other question is, which Major League Baseball team changed its name in the 1950s to avoid being affiliated with the Communist Party?
Was it the Boston Bean Eaters?
No.
Stop giving away possible answers.
They didn't want to be affiliated with those bean-eating communists. But good guess, good guess.
So, Noah, what you got, Noah?
My question was, what four colors are the player pieces in Settlers of Catan?
Okay.
And my other question is, what was my favorite childhood superhero? That might also help to be a relative.
Yeah. Might just have to guess on that
one. I'm pretty sure everybody was just guessing, but I was guessing correct, so I think it's all good. Seth.
What company is the largest tire manufacturer, talking a quantity of tires, like annually or something like that, in the world? Largest tire manufacturer in the world.
I want to know what company makes the largest tire in the world.
That's a good question.
Maybe next time on Trivia Thursday.
My other question is in honor of Tropical Storm Cindy. In 1953, the United States began naming tropical storms using female names to eliminate confusion within the old number system. In what year, however, were male names introduced? Multiple choice here. 1968, 1988, or 1978. I don't know why I went from 68 to 88 and back to 78.
So 68, 78, and 88. One of those.
Cool.
I want to give permission to those of you who discussed this earlier. It is okay to search the internet to find the answers, because we just want to help you learn some new information that you might need in life.
That's what we're here for.
But we ask you not to use Google.
That's right.
You can only use Bing.
You can search the internet. You cannot use Google. Just to make it a little more
difficult.
Make
it a little bit harder.
And hey, we have an incoming phone call.
All right. Yay. Here we go.
What up, Hardwick?
Hi. Welcome to Hardwick Sound. Who's this?
This is Lance Gunn.
Hi, Lance.
Hi, Mr. Lance. We're so glad you called in. How good are you at trivia?
Not very good.
All right, Lance. Which one of those questions would you like to take a shot at?
Wow. How about the tropical storm?
Tropical storm.
I'm going to say 1988.
Oh, that's a good guess, but unfortunately that is not right.
Dum dum dum.
Is it really a good guess when you have three options and you miss?
Well, it helps the next caller. It narrows it down to just two.
Good job. You're making life easier for the next caller, Lance.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lance. Would you like to ask us a question?
Okay. What kind of animal is my favorite pet?
Oh, favorite pet.
That's okay.
Just talking amongst yourselves. This is Lance.
It's got to be a turtle.
Yeah, Lance the turtle. Aloha, Lance. Okay, so Noah's for a turtle.
I'm gonna take a wild guess and say it's a cat.
I'm gonna go with a dog.
I think it's a dog.
So we have two on the table for a dog, a turtle, and a cat. Are any of those correct, Lance?
Yes.
Which one?
Dog.
The dog?
Yeah.
All right. Me and Mama.
Yay. Okay, what's your dog's name?
We have two. One is Lexus, and our newest puppy, he's 9 months old, and his name is Clancy. He's a Yorkinese.
What is that?
That's half Yorkie, half Pekingese.
Oh, okay. I can't exactly picture it in my head, but okay.
I hate to tell you this, Lance, but your lovely wife has just commented and said that was a terrible question.
Tell Karen that she can play too. Hey, right. Lance, if Karen is right there, let's play with her too.
Okay, hang on.
Uh-oh.
Well, call in, Karen. so you can answer the trivia question. She's calling in right now.
Oh, well.
Okay, well,
we'll have to let you go then so we can get her phone.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you too.
Thanks, Lance.
Bye, Lance.
Okay, Lance is going to hang up, and I think Karen is going to call in.
Hi, and welcome to Trivia Thursday on Hardwick Sound. Who's this?
This is Lance's better half.
Oh, his better half.
Hi, Karen.
How are y'all doing? Yes.
Karen, do you want to ask, do you have a question you'd like to ask us?
I didn't know I was going to have to ask a question.
Ooh, well, so now it's the tails have been turned on Lance's horrible question.
Well, why don't y'all ask me a question?
Okay, give her the last one. Give her the one that Lance missed.
In 1953, the United States began naming tropical storms using female names to eliminate the confusion within the old numbering system. In what year were male names introduced? 1968 or 1978? 1988 has already been answered and was wrong.
Okay. You know, I'm going to go with 1978. 67.
It was 1967. So you're wrong, and then you were right.
I think you said that wrong, Seth. Try again.
Oh, wait. What did I say? It's 1978.
It was 78? Okay. So
correct. Did I say the wrong thing? Oh, apparently I said the wrong thing.
I don't
know. So the answer is 78, right?
Correct.
Okay. Sorry, Karen.
Womp, womp.
That's okay.
Now,
womp, womp, womp.
Well, thanks for calling, Karen.
It was good talking to you guys.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Hey, we have another caller coming in, and I know who this one is.
Oh, goody.
Hi, and welcome to Trivia Thursday on Hardwick Sound. Who's this?
This is the Smith family.
Oh, hi, Smith family.
Hi, Smith family.
Hello, Hardwick family.
Hello.
How are you guys tonight?
What's happening?
We're doing good.
Okay. Do you want to answer the question then about the first names? That sounds like what you're talking about.
I think we'd like to take a crack at that one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it one at a time then. What is Noah's first name?
Christopher.
That is correct. Okay,
correct.
You're one third of the way there. What is Caleb's first name?
I want to say Caleb, but I'm not sure if that's right.
Well, we're going to tell you that they go by their middle name, so that's not correct. So try again.
I didn't know if all three of them went by their middle name.
They do, all three.
So what's Caleb's first name?
I thought you had all the answers.
No, Caleb's
first name. I had Seth, because when we went to Magic Springs, it had it on there.
Just take a wild guess on my first name.
James.
James Caleb Hardwick. Nope, that's not it. But that has a good ring to it.
It does. It sounds pretty, but that's not correct. You want to go ahead and try Seth's name?
Seth's name, Stephen.
Jonathan.
Seth, is your first name Jonathan?
No.
You got it wrong.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was.
Keep listening, and we'll tell you at the end of the show what the names are. Do you want to ask us a question?
Magic Springs ID.
That was like a year.
Well, he was probably lying. He probably told him a fake name.
Oh, no, maybe it wasn't Jonathan. It was, I don't know.
Andrew.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's it. Ding, 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 ding. Andrew Seth Hardwick. So you got 2 for 3.
All right. Do you want to try one more time on Caleb?
Should we give him a clue, your initials or something?
Let's give him a clue.
Okay. Starts with M.
We used to call him MC.
M. It's not Michael.
One more try.
Not Michael. First, the M is it?
It is a biblical.
It's a biblical name.
Malachi.
It's not Malachi.
It's not Malachi.
It's Meshach.
Meshach.
Meshach, Caleb Hardwick.
It's a book in the Bible.
How did you get it?
No, sorry.
That'd be a good reason to go by your middle name.
Yeah, it would be. It would be.
Would you like to ask us a question?
What's Tanya's middle name?
Seth?
Exactly.
Wait a second. It also starts with M.
Oh, okay.
I thought Mary.
No, it's not Mary. Yeah. That doesn't sound right. Tanya.
Tanya Marsha. Tanya.
I think it's Tanya Michelle. Doesn't that sound good?
It
is. Ding, ding, ding.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
We got it.
Nice.
Can I ask my special Switchfoot question just for the Smiths?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Noah. Okay, go ahead, Noah.
What is the name of Switchfoot's first Christmas single?
Ooh.
Is it Old Borrego?
No.
Oh, it's Evergreen then.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Nice.
Very good. That wasn't an official question, but that was great. You guys are good. Hey, I want to take just a minute and remind you of something. You were here at our house a year ago tonight. It was a very difficult night for the Hardwick family, and we just want to say how much we appreciate your support and your love for us.
Absolutely.
Oh, love you guys. And we miss you. It's time for another game night.
That's yes. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, then we can play Catan and find out what the answer to my question is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Bye. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. So there you go. So Noah is Christopher, Seth is Andrew, and I am yet to be named.
Hey, we had some people trying to call while they were on.
Let's give that number.
Comes one right now.
Okay, here we go. Somebody.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ben. Have you heard the questions yet, Ben?
Yeah, I heard some of them. I think I've got answers to a couple of these.
Okay, which one would you like to answer?
I think I know your question about the baseball team. I've got a good guess.
Okay, so the question was, which baseball team in the 1950s changed its name in fear of being associated with the Communist Party?
Would that be the Cincinnati Reds?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nicely
Yay,
done.
Yay, good job.
Which makes a lot of sense. I mean, you don't want to be called the Reds when a Red is a communist. So, okay, bonus question.
Right.
Bonus question, what did they change their name to?
I don't know that. I don't follow baseball.
Is it the Blues?
That'd be good. Yeah, little
the Americans.
Little known fact from 52 to 58, they were known as the Cincinnati Red Legs.
Okay.
Which is, I don't know if that's kind of like a redneck who wears shorts or what, but.
I think that's a stupid name.
It really wasn't
a
great.
Should have been the red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, you got a question for us?
I don't know. I haven't thought of any trivia question to stump you guys with.
I'm surprised you didn't go for the board game question.
Well, I was thinking of that one, too, but I wanted to see if I was right with this baseball guess.
That's right. Yeah.
He wanted the challenging one.
That's right. Yep.
Do you want to go ahead and answer that one, though? We're about out of time. Do you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, let's go ahead and let him have a chance at it.
You know his question about what are the colors of the Settlers of Catan piece?
Yes.
Let's see. In the original, there is red, blue, white, and orange.
That's correct.
Yay!
Or possibly yellow, depending on who you ask.
Good job,
what,
Ben.
The yellow, white?
Thanks so much for calling us tonight.
Orange, okay.
Yeah, I'm glad we got through. Sounds like you guys are really popular tonight.
All right, next time we have a game night, you're on the list.
Yeah, thanks. My girlfriend's saying she wants to guess that. Is it Seth's first name that still hasn't been
Caleb's.
Guessed?
My game is the one who hasn't been guessed.
Go for it.
And it starts with an M?
Yes.
She says Methuselah.
That's it. Methuselah, Caleb Hardwick. No, not really.
No, sorry.
I wish it was. I mean, that'd be
awesome.
Except when you're a kindergartner and you have to learn how to spell your name. That would be awful.
But, all right, Ben. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in, Ben.
All right, well, you guys have a good night.
You too. You bye too. Bye.
We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. Who's this?
Hello, this is Shelley Poole. Am I the winner?
You might
you're
be.
You're the third caller. You win a
Did
free
I win prize.
A prize? No, afraid not. That's not how this works.
All right, Shelley, are you ready to answer some questions?
But I was caller number 9, as in I've called 9 times.
Really?
Wow. You are persistent.
And I'm making dinner at the same time. Are y'all hungry?
Oh, really? What are you making?
It's like, I don't have a name for it, but it's chicken and noodles with like some kind of Italian sauce.
Okay.
Chicken noodles with Italian sauce. Okay, that sounds pretty good.
It sounds like something Shelley would make.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
was left over in the cabinet.
Did you know Shelley
yeah,
cooks?
That's you know me, girlfriend. That's what happened.
I do. Hey, listen, Shelley. I know this is going to be hard, but I want you to be quiet. We're going to read you our questions. And when we finish reading them, then you can pick one. Okay? You ready? Let's go.
I'll do my best. Here we go.
All right. Mine first. What traditional American pie is named after a boxing mule, an M-U-L-E, a boxing mule, or as recently as 2016, it was illegal to have a church potluck in Arizona. Is that true or is that false? Here comes Caleb.
According to the book of Acts in the Bible, what was the vocation of the Apostle Paul? Noah?
My question is, what's my favorite childhood superhero?
And you going to add your other one?
My other question is, what network did the Andy Griffith Show originally air on?
And my questions are, what company is the largest tire manufacturer in the world?
All right, Shelley.
And I have a second question I'm going to throw in there. What is the common name for the U.S. fire apparatus featuring two separate driving wheels, one for the front and one for the back? It's designed to allow for enhanced maneuverability. What is that commonly referred to?
Shelley, did you hear any of those you'd like to try to answer?
Wow. Okay. Do I need to just pick one out?
Just pick one and try
okay.
and answer.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the Apostle Paul was a tax collector.
That is not correct.
A tax collector?
Wasn't he like the kind of person that they invented ties for so that he could yank people by their tie?
What translation of the Bible have you been right. reading lately, Shelley?
It's the new Wall Street version.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Shelley, but that is not a correct answer.
Oh, well, what I meant to say was I wanted a different question. What was that other question about the about the pie?
The pie question. What traditional American pie is named after a boxing mule?
Okay, all right. Larry.
Larry?
Larry's
Larry
an animal?
Larry Pie.
Larry Pie. Larry
yeah.
Pie.
I've never had Larry Pie. Is that something Shelley cooks?
Is it like a specific mule? Because I just know one. His name's Larry.
You know what the problem is? Shelley used Bing to look up the answers instead of Google.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably it.
I think that might be the Bing answer, but that's not what Google says. So I'm sorry, Shelley, but that's not right.
I did not Google. I told you I was making dinner.
Okay. Well, okay, one more question.
Noodles here.
Would you like to ask us a trivia question and we will try
yes,
to answer
I
your
would.
Question? Okay, go for it.
I got a question. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right. So while I was making dinner, I got a little bit of olive oil on my shirt because I put the chicken in and it splattered. Yeah? So, true or false? Is it the correct thing to put Tide on my shirt and then wash it immediately?
Hold on. Do you know the answer to this question, or is this advice that you're wanting?
No, oh, wait. We have
Am
a feature.
I know
of
the answer.
Well, you're probably waiting for the.
I'm asking you the question.
Our last feature of our show is something we called sound advice. So you might just want to listen to that, and we'll tell you about olive oil.
Oh,
okay, during that segment.
Yeah, just remember my question, but hurry up because there's a stain, and if I need to put it in now, then.
Well, Shelley, we really appreciate you calling in tonight. You've certainly enriched Saline County, and
I do my best.
Please feel free to call back again and maybe use Google next time, okay?
All right. Thanks, Hardwick.
Bye.
Bye, Shelly.
Have a good evening.
Oh, we got a caller.
Oh, goody. This is going fast now.
Hi, welcome to Trivia Thursday. You're on the air with Hardwick Sound. Who's this?
This is Corey Stiles.
Oh, hey, Corey. I've been waiting for you to call all night.
Hi, Corey.
Hey, how are y'all?
Having fun.
Good, good.
Have you heard our questions, Corey?
I have. I've been listening for a while trying to get in, and I was having some trouble, but I'm here now.
Well, apparently, man, we're popular.
The lines are slammed right now, man.
So, Corey, which question would you like to try to answer?
I believe it was Seth's question on the tire manufacturer.
Yes. This is the question. I'm going to repeat the question real quick. What company is the largest tire manufacturer in quantity in the world?
Quantity? Is it Michelin?
Oh, that's a good guess, but that is incorrect.
Aww.
Corey, if it makes you feel any better, I guessed that too, and I was wrong too.
Did you look it up?
Me? No, I didn't want to cheat.
It's not cheating.
No, it's not cheating as long as you don't use Google. You can use any other search engine.
All right, here I go.
We can hear you typing.
Stupid mechanical keyboard.
Hey, Corey, do you have a question for us while you're typing the answer to that question?
I do. Everybody loves the chocolate candy of M&M's, but what is the M&M actually? What does it actually stand for?
Ooh, I know the answer to this.
We know this one. Go ahead, Sam.
I know. It is Mars and Murray.
Yay, very good.
Yay.
That's right.
You know, we actually had that on a podcast, about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did M&M trivia, and one of the M&M trivia questions that I asked the guys was, which color of M&M's was discontinued for a period of time because the dye in it was thought to cause cancer? Do you know that?
Was it brown?
No.
Because I feel like I heard something as a kid, something about those not being around anymore.
Don't eat the brown ones. And then they take them and they eat them. Yeah.
It was actually red. The dye in the red was supposed to cause cancer, so they discontinued it for like 10 years before they found another dye.
Interesting.
So Corey,
there's a certain red dye that some people have allergies with, which it might be a different one. But
so Corey, did you find the answer not using Google?
I did find it, and I didn't use Google, and I should have known. It's the Lego group.
It is the Lego group.
Very good. Very good,
and
Corey.
For a bonus question, do you know how many tires they produce yearly?
Let him
search.
It might be on the same page. Who knows?
Let's see. They...
Take a
381 million?
Wow.
No, at least that's not what I have. It's 306 million tires.
Actually, he was pretty close.
Yeah.
To be fair,
close.
That is.
Yeah.
So they manufacture a lot of tires.
That is a lot.
Thanks
of tires.
For calling, Corey.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Keep watching.
We'll do it again, okay?
Sounds
Bye.
Good. Have a great night.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Corey.
We still haven't had our mystery question yet, have we?
And I still got to give Seth his prize.
I'll say this. Our mystery question has been attempted. so far. Ooh. But it has not been successfully
All right,
answered.
I got to give Seth this prize.
Do I have a prize?
This is for Seth.
Do I open it up?
Go ahead, open
it. Is it what I think it is? It is.
All right.
Seth has graduated.
I have graduated from College of the Washitas.
Hold that up so everybody can see it on our
Hey, Corey. Nee, 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 nee.
Congratulations,
He's going to call
Seth.
Back in.
Good
See,
job.
Here's the thing, though. What took him so long?
It didn't actually take him that long for you.
I bet it was Corey's fault somehow. Like
probably. Corey, were you the reason that it was delayed or the reason that I got it? Because I want to go look at my self-service and see if it's ever changed, because I looked like a few days ago and it still hadn't changed on my self-service.
Well, yeah. You've got the paper to prove it, Seth. Yeah, you did graduate.
If somebody says, you didn't graduate, show them the paper.
It says, College of the Washitas, Malvern, Arkansas. This certifies that, we already answered my first name, so I can say it. Andrew Seth Hardwick, having completed in satisfactory manner the program in general education, as presented by the board of the College of the Washitas, and having complied with all other requirements of these jurisdictions.
Yeah, we're getting bored.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Awarded this Associate of Arts.
Well, folks, it is getting late. It's 8:39. I think maybe we need to go ahead and bring our program to conclusion.
Corey says it's always his fault.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say this. Happy birthday to Corey and Chloe. They just had their birthday.
Oh, really?
I believe it was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
And so, yeah, happy birthday.
How old are they?
I don't know. Hey, Corey, tell me how old you are. Corey is 19.
He's 19. Hey, happy birthday to 19-year-old Corey Stiles. Sweet.
Any more sound advice?
My sound advice is if you're going to want to sleep past like 6 o'clock this time of year, throw something near your bed at night that you can easily throw over your eyes in the morning. I use a t-shirt. I leave it by my bed. And so when it gets light about 6 o'clock in the morning and I want to keep sleeping, I can just throw that t-shirt over my face and it's dark and I can keep sleeping.
Well, I promised Shelly that I would give her some advice.
You okay?
Yeah. Shelly, first of all, girl, go out and invest in an apron or at least an old t-shirt to throw on over your other clothes because I know how messy you are. I've seen you cook before. Okay, but since it's too late for that, my advice is to go out and buy some of that Dawn dishwashing detergent. Because
you mean like the one on the TV with the little ducklings
running
around? That's
what I was going to say. If it will take the oil, that thick oil out of a duck's feathers, it will take it out of your clothes. So get you some Dawn, put it on there, and throw it in the washing machine. And that's my sound advice.
My sound advice is, make sure your phone works before you do a trivia, which is strange because I tried this twice earlier and never had a problem.
Yeah.
And I talked into him for a good while.
Huh. Weird.
Let's answer our trivia questions so everybody can know the answers so they can be satisfied and go
Caleb,
to sleep tonight.
What was yours?
My question was, what was the vocation of the Apostle Paul according to the book of Acts? And it says in the chapter 18, he was a tent maker.
He made tents.
Yes, he dealt with leather and they made tents.
He was like the original RV sort of guy.
Mama?
Sure, if you want to go there.
Okay. All right, my first question. What traditional American pie is named after a boxing mule?
Anyone know? I know because I heard the answer. But...
mincemeat pie?
No.
I have no idea.
That sounds terrible.
I don't.
Like they're going to have mule
I can't think of any other
it?
Pies that aren't named after fruit.
Okay. Well,
pot pie?
No. It's an interesting story,
That's
actually.
Named after something entirely different. No.
The answer is shoe fly pie. And
shoe fly pie.
That doesn't sound any better than mincemeat pie, to be honest.
That, is that like where the droppings?
No.
And just so everyone knows, that was our mystery question.
The shoe fly pie?
I would have never got that one, Mama.
Let me explain it.
You could have won this fabulous mystery prize.
Well, let me explain it, okay? Back in the early 1900s, there was a carnival act that traveled around the country, and the mule that was in the act was called a boxing mule, and his name was Shoe Fly. Shoe Fly the Boxing Mule. Well, there was a very popular molasses producer that bought up the rights to use Shoe Fly the Mule on their packaging to sell their molasses. I don't know, maybe Shoe Fly liked molasses. I have no idea. But that molasses was very popular too. So when people started making the pies using molasses, instead of saying molasses pies, they said that they were Shoe Fly pies. And I looked this up, and this mule actually performed at like these carnival parks and stuff, you know, like along the East Coast and stuff. It was really interesting.
Hmm.
Okay. Second question is easy, quick and easy. As recently as 2016, it was illegal to have a church potluck in Arizona. Is that true or is that false? You want to guess?
That is true.
It is absolutely true. Legislation was passed in 2016 that took effect in August last year, and it is now legal to have a church potluck. But before then, it was illegal in Arizona. And they actually had some court cases on it for churches that tried to have potlucks and weren't supposed to.
Well, good for all those people in Arizona. Yeah. Let's go to Noah. Noah, what were your questions and answers?
My favorite childhood superhero is Superman.
Superman. Why and Superman?
I don't know.
I thought it was Casper.
No.
I didn't like Casper. He was really a ghost. Superhero. The ghosts are scary.
Casper the friendly ghost. He was superhero.
He's a scary friendly
Mary
ghost.
Said Spider-Man, but
she was wrong.
Mary answered like all of our questions, but she just commented on them instead of calling.
Maybe she doesn't
like to talk on the phone.
That's fine. I don't either. I don't blame her.
I understand.
All right, Seth, what do you have?
Okay. I think I just had one question
or
left.
Noah, did we answer both of yours?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, Noah has another one. Okay.
The answer to what network did the Andy Griffith Show originally air on is CBS.
Cool. And my only question that was unanswered is, what is the common name for a U.S. fire apparatus featuring two separate steering wheels for both front and rear axles designed to allow for enhanced maneuverability?
Seth, that's like a fire geek question.
Yeah, too many people are going to know that.
However, Mr. Joe Earnhardt commented on it, and he actually answered one of the correct answers that I would have accepted. He said a hook and ladder, and I also would have accepted a tiller truck or a tiller ladder.
Okay. Oh, okay. Good job, Joe. That. You should call in next time. You did good.
Did you have any others?
And that was all I have left.
That was all the questions?
That's it.
That's it. I guess that wraps it up pretty much.
So I think that was fun.
Thank you guys, all of you, for calling in.
Awesome.
Think up your own questions and try to challenge us next time.
Yep. All right. So let's all give our farewells. I'm Caleb saying so long and farewell.
So long, farewell.
I'm Miss Carla. Thanks for entertaining me and giving me a good night tonight.
I am Groot.
So long, folks. Remember, everybody, to stay safe.
I am Groot.
And don't be stupid.
Stay safe and don't be stupid, people. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Good night.
See ya.